Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, the day before the first round of the BMW Championship at Crooked Stick in Carmel, Indiana. We'll talk a lot about that. 70 players. After this week, it's down to 30. There's a week off, though, in between. But we'll talk a lot about that. A visit about last week's event, the Deutsche Bank at the TPC Boston. A chat about something very special that happened on the PGA Tour Champions. A strategy for your game. And, of course, some more news and notes from around the world of golf. First, let's start out with those news and notes. As Tiger Woods announced today that his plan is to play three fall events, which are the beginning of the wraparound 2016-2017 season on the PGA Tour. So he wants to get started at the Safeway event in California, formerly the Fry's. And that's a kind of a great way to get started. If he can pull it off, if he feels well enough to play. We'll see. It's all a matter of how he feels and so on. As you know, I made the prediction 8 months ago that neither he nor Phil Mickelson would ever win another tournament on the PGA Tour, including majors. And so far I'm right. Phil's come close, has yet to win. I don't think he will. And I do not think Tiger will ever win again. Now, Tiger's going to play, and he will only play when he's ready to win in his mind. Health is a factor, but he's not going to play even if he's feeling well unless he thinks he can win because it's not worthwhile for him. There's nothing to gain. He's already won all the tournaments he needs to. He's played in the tournaments he needs to. He needs to win, period. And that's been a long, long time since he's been to the winner's circle. So we'll see. That's the latest on Tiger. So his back and the rest of his health must be getting better fast. And so we'll talk about that as the weeks ensue. Now, last week at the Deutsche Bank, in the Friday to Monday finish, Rory McIlroy showed why he was the number one player in the world for a considerable length of time. He won his 12th PGA Tour event at the age of 27, the third youngest man to do so. Only Tiger and Jack Nicklaus won more at a younger age than he did. Pretty impressive. Rory McIlroy still has the talent of the greatest player on earth right now, my opinion. Even a little bit better than Day and Spieth and Dustin Johnson and Bubba and Adam Scott, all of those guys. A little bit better. The key was that he was having trouble, of course, putting. Changed putting instructors, changed everything to do with his putting on Saturday morning after a even par round on Friday, which was the opening round, took off from there, had a 6-stroke deficit that he made up on Monday, the finishing round, and he did it again. I mean, the kid is really, really good, and it's really fun to watch him when he's really good because that's how great he is. So we'll see what happens with Rory this week. You have to almost think he's an overwhelming favorite from a couple of standpoints. This is a really long golf course. Crooked Stick's going to play almost 7,600 yards. I do think that eliminates or virtually eliminates a number of players who are just a little bit shorter. They just can't hit it quite far enough. And I do think that hurts them. And it will very much help guys like Rory, pardon me, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and others. We'll see. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But got to get back to Rory. What a finish. What a tournament. And the Saturday morning switch switched on because the ball striking's been there. It's mostly been this interruption with the putter. Now, he did start out four over after four holes of play on Friday. And not that he could have tanked it, because guys don't do that after four holes. But to win the golf tournament after being four over, that's impressive. And that's the kind of talent he has. Not many guys could do that, but he did. Congratulations to Rory. Now for my story of the week personally, because I know the man quite well personally, Carlos Franco, the only man ever from Paraguay to win on the PGA Tour. Frankly, the only man from Paraguay ever to have a PGA Tour full status card to play golf on the tour. Wins for the first time in over 12 years on any tour anywhere in the world other than the small little stuff that he plays in South America. Carlos Franco wins the tournament, the Shaw Classic in Calgary, in style, shooting 66, 63, 63, and holds off the likes of Bernard Langer on Sunday. So congratulations, a long time coming. We did not see this one. He had had one top 10 all year, been playing a little bit better, not a lot better, a little bit better. We did not see the hot putter, which was on fire. Eight birdies Saturday, eight birdies Sunday, two bogeys, one each day. 16 birdies in 36 holes is impressive golf. Congratulations. He did it in style by birdieing the final hole. So now Carlos Franco is set for a while, and he was on the borderline of not being able to retain his card, but that is over with for him. He gets to play in Hawalalai 2 years in a row and a full one-year exemption next year onto the PGA Tour. The thing that will happen now or could happen for a guy like Carlos is he gets to freewheel a little bit, and a guy like him, that's his game. It's about feel. It's about touch. It's not about a mechanical thing because he's got the syrupiest swing on the PGA Tour champions without a doubt. Congratulations to my amigo, Carlos Franco. Okay, now it's time for my strategy. And my strategy today kind of follows that route. It's about having a game plan and a process and a system. Don't get caught up in a tip or a series of tips. They don't work. The game plan, you have to know who you are. You have to understand your game and what you need to focus on to be better. Then you need to develop a process and a system, which I have created for you in One Thought Golf. Now, I will pat myself on the back because I know Carlos follows One Thought Golf, and it helps. It really does at any level because it gets you to the grassroots of who you are. Whether you're a tour player or a 25 handicap golfer, you need to understand who you are before you can actually get better. You have to understand your strengths, your weaknesses, and admit to them. Admit to both of them, your strengths and your weaknesses. And you need to be able to follow a process and a system because that never fails. Tips will evaporate. A process and a system never fails you. You may not play perfect golf every time, or great golf, never play perfect, but great golf every time. But the process and system will be there, and you can always depend on it and always fall back on it. That is my strategy for today. Okay, now let's talk about specific groupings. And then I'll give you my picks for the BMW Championship, which will be taking place starting tomorrow. It's a short week from the Monday turnaround. 70 men have advanced. After this, it's a real steep cut down to 30. Now, there is no cut this week. So it does give you a chance to have a round that may not be your best, and you're still alive. Very interesting. Everybody plays four rounds. The featured group, starting tomorrow at 147, Patrick Reed, who's on fire, with Jason Day and Dustin Johnson. The winner could come out of that group. That's how good those men are. Justin Rose is with Billy Hurley III, who had a great week last week, and Brian Stewart. That's another interesting group. William McGirt with Bubba Watson. We haven't seen good play out of Bubba lately. And Matty Kuchar. I think this is too long of a course for Matt to win. Kevin Chappell, who played well for a while last week with Justin Thomas, and the aforementioned Phil Mickelson. Now, here's another trio where the winner could come out of this group. Paul Casey, Ryan Moore, Brant Snedeker. Casey, Moore, and Snedeker. The featured threesome, other than the Patrick Reed group, the real featured threesome probably is Rory playing with Adam Scott and Jordan Spieth. That's Rory, Adam, and Jordan at 153. Everybody, by the way, tees off on the first tee at this event. Now, I am going to look at Ricky Fowler, Kevin Na, and Sergio. I don't know if Kevin hits it far enough. This is that long. Ricky and Sergio, they're so due to win, too. Playing great golf, haven't been able to finish it off. We'll see Ricky's got to win something. And again, this is, and I'm not a big Ryder Cup guy, but we're getting there. I have to mention, this is it. After this weekend, Davis has to decide on three of his four picks. And then the last one will be after the Tour Championship on the 25th. He's holding off till the very end. Another sneaky good group, Harris English, Graham McDowell, and Billy Haas. Okay, those are the groupings that I have my eye on. Although there isn't a bad group in this. In fact, I got to mention Russell Knox, Emilio Grillo, and Jimmy Walker. All played well last week. Knox had such a chip on his shoulder. I really liked him a lot after being passed over by Darren Clark for the Ryder Cup team for the European side. Okay, but here are my picks. And for the first time this year, I'm chalky. I'm very chalky. I'm going Rory, Dustin Johnson, and Jason Day. Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, and Jason Day. And my primary reason is they're all unbelievable players. They all are playing pretty good golf. Day not as great, but he did have a pretty good finish last week. And they hit the ball a country mile and a half. So based on that portfolio, because this is such a long golf course and so treacherous, remember John Daly won his PGA back there in the early 1990s and was hitting the ball so far, so much farther, and he also hit it straight that week and did everything well. But it is a long hitter's paradise. And so if you're a little shorter, you got a lot of work to do. So, again, those are my picks. I know it's chalky, but it's what I think. That is my show for this week. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R. com. I get back to everybody who emails me. Love to hear your picks for the BMW Championship, which begins bright and early tomorrow morning from Carmel, Indiana, at famed Crooked Stick. So until next week, we'll see. Before I let you go, we'll see, and remember, 30 men advance. So 40 of the 30 of the 70 in the field go home and are done until the fall, at the least. So we'll see. A lot of pressure. Great event. We will talk to you next week. This is Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me. One Thought Golf, Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.